Morning. I just want to start out just a little backdrop to this. I found myself, not really had this experience before, but you know, we're going through move and all that, sort of flat on ideas to give talks about. And I was, you can see this book, it's Buddha Life, Zen for Life. And I was, well, a further backdrop is, beginning of last year, I got an email from a fellow named Nicholas Tenace. And he said he was writing a book. He said he was collecting stories about the meaning of life. And he asked me if I would send a small essay on the meaning of life. So, which I did. And months went by, and I sort of forgot about it, didn't hear anything. And then, probably in October or November, I got an email from him. And it turns out that in this book, I was lucky enough to have a little piece that I wrote on the meaning of life. And it's pretty cool, because in here, well, there's 81 of them, and in here, you know, are people like Joan Halifax and a lot of the names that you would have heard. So, you know, I'm sort of, I hit the big time. So there's a Zen teacher whose name is Peter Wohl. And I was reading his, you know, essay on the meaning of life. And I was sort of touched about it, touched by it. And so I want to give him credit that part of the impetus for this talk is the little piece that he wrote. Also, I've been thinking about how we, you know, we have our practice circles, but we really don't know what's going on in each other's lives. So I'd like to suggest that either next week or the weekend after, that the practice circle be devoted to just sharing what's going on in our lives. If we've created a new poem or a piece of pottery or some kind of an adventure or some pictures, so that we sort of get brought up with the dimension of who we are. So anyway, that popped into my head, and I just wanted to get it out there before I forgot about it. And one of the things is that I've started writing haiku. So I've included as part of this talk a couple of haiku. So the talk is entitled Joshu's Oak Tree in the Garden. And this is a poem by Basho. Sitting quietly, spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. And Joshua's Oak Tree in the Garden is case six from a book of koans called the Muman Khan. And in our tradition, it's the first book that we study koans from. So this is the koan. A monk asked Joshu, why did the Bodhidharma come from the west? And the Bodhidharma was a famous and great Indian teacher. And from the west means from India to China. So why did, a monk asked Joshu, why did the Bodhidharma come from the west? And Joshu replied, the oak tree in the garden. Now, the journey from the west is generally taken to mean, what is the meaning of Zen Buddhism? Or said in different words, what is the meaning of life? And so one way to understand Joshu's response is that he is telling us to let go of our attachment to seeing our lives in intellectual terms. He is saying that the oak tree in the garden can teach us to have a different experience of life, that the oak tree is alive, fully present to each moment, and not confused by an intellectual interpretation of being and alive. It's one that creates individual forms. This is the intellectual view. It's one that creates individual forms, all separate from each other. And the Buddha admonishes, place no head above your own. So add nothing extra onto our lives. So if we look with an open mind, we see the oak tree is alive and fully present to each moment. It's a part of the world in which it lives. In the springtime, buds appear. In the summer, the buds sprout and fill the trees with leaves, fill the tree with leaves. And in the fall, the leaves change color and fall. And in the winter, its bare branches stand dormant against a darkened sky. So the haiku is, the last leaf of fall hangs unperturbed by the morning news. It's just there. It just is. It's just that leaf. So the tree is fully engaged with life, and it responds in harmony with conditions as they appear, with life just as it is. It doesn't have opinions like which season is preferable, or how much rain fell this month, or which garden flower is more beautiful. It isn't concerned with the meaning of life. There's only just this meaning, just this moment. So the oak tree lives in harmony with an impermanent world, lives in relationship with the soil and the nutrients that it provides. The oak tree releases CO2 into the atmosphere. On a hot summer day, it provides shade for three young children and their mother. The tree's acorns feed deer, squirrels, chipmunks, wild turkeys, crows, rabbits, and many more animals. And birds tweet from its branches, another haiku. Noisy crows feed on acorns below an old oak tree. So the oak tree lives in harmony, and harmony is sort of the key word, lives in harmony with impermanence, and eventually will die, but without complaint. Now, Suzuki Roshi said, the purpose of Zen is to see things as they are, to observe things as they are, and to let everything go as it goes. Now, there's a teaching story which goes as follows. Zui Wo, the disciple of Hakuin, was a good teacher, and during the summer period, a student came to him from the southern island of Japan. And Zui Wo gave him a problem. Hear the sound of one hand. And the student remained for 3 years, but could not pass the test. And one night he came in tears to Zui Wo. I must return to the south in shame and embarrassment, he said, for I cannot solve my problem. Wait one more week and sit constantly, Zui Wo advised. Still no enlightenment came to the student. Try for another week, said Zui Wo. The student observed, but in vain. Still another week, yet to no avail. In despair, the student begged to be released, but Zui Wo requested another 5 days. They were also without result. Then he said to his student, sit 3 days longer. Then, if you fail, I will release you. And on the second day, while the student stepped outside for walking meditation, he heard the sound of a crow calling. And in that instant, he became the oak tree in the garden. His mind surrendered its grasp on intellectual understanding, and he became one with life, in harmony and at peace. So the teaching here that I get from this is to live our lives as an oak tree, accepting life as it is and living in harmony with it. And the lesson is to be present to each moment and not be distracted by ideas, preferences, or false beliefs. If it's raining, you get your umbrella. If your child is upset, you hold her. If your friend is late for dinner, wait with composure. If your partner is angry, just listen. This is living with life as it is, living in harmony. So the question is, can you live your life like Joshu's oak tree? Thank you.